Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. It is a pleasure to have each and every one of you out here tuning in to us here on Live Deliverance. You can reach us at area code 646-378-1857. Also, you can view us live on YouTube.com. Just go to www.youtube.com and search for Live Deliverance. And if you can't find us there, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and click on the YouTube link there, and it'll bring you straight in. Tonight, we're going to have a very important teaching. And the title of that teaching is, Does Your Mouth Get You in Trouble? And that's going to be brought to us by Brother Emmett Overton. So, as I always say, if you want, please take some notes, get a pen, get some paper, and get ready as we get ready to dive into tonight's teaching on Does Your Mouth Get You in Trouble? And it's being led by the Holy Spirit, Brother Emmett Overton. Brother Emmett, you have the mic.
All right, I got the mic. Thank you. Welcome to again to LiveDeliverance.com. We're a 24-hour-a-day internet radio station, www.LiveDeliverance.com. We've been on air for about 10 and a half years, and I want to thank all my listening audience. I've been under some attacks physically with some surgery. I lost a lot of weight, thank God. And I thank the Lord for giving me the weapons of speaking in tongues, even in times of adversity. And as the Spirit is moving upon me to tell you, these are very, very last days. And there may be times where you're not able to read the Bible because you may be working busy. And since I've had surgery, I've found it kind of difficult. I can still study, but my posture, because I had an operation on my stomach. And I just use tongues a lot. And as I was constantly speaking in tongues, I began to get a peace, and I was able to study. Never, ever not use this gift. Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask that the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. Lord, I ask that you use me as your oracle. I pray that my testimonies and my mistakes can be a blessing to others who hear, so that they might make the mistakes that I made. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua the Messiah. Your word says we confess our fault. He's just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9. Before we go to the Lord, let's ask the Lord to forgive us for all of our sins so that we can receive the word of God with clarity from the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you that you have forgiven us and we have forgiven ourselves. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Brother Mike.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't you say that these times that we're living in, everybody's going under attack. Everybody I know.
Mm-hmm.
Every marriage I mm-hmm. know. Every deliverance minister that I know. Sister Durden, lift her up in prayer. Sister Sheila, she's going through hers. Lift her up in prayer. My assistant pastor, I'm going through attack. Let me tell you something. The devil is trying to take out Christians. And vessels who don't know the word will be a produced product of being used by the devil. And tonight, I've found myself guilty many times of me speaking something out of my mouth God has not told me to say, and cause sin and calamity and destruction amongst others and myself. And I'm quite sure if you look at yourself in a mirror, you will be able to tell yourself the truth also. That this has happened to me. Our tongue gets us in so much trouble. Some of the things we say, it sets on the wrong course. It goes into the kingdom of darkness. There are two kingdoms, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28. When you speak something, excuse me, it goes into the kingdom. And it will plant a seed, according to Mark chapter 4. And if there's nothing in there, it ain't going to grow. Satan does everything he can to keep us from the love of God. But there's something that we give him that causes much destruction in our lives. And we help him is our mouth. The word of God says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So anything negative I have said, the Lord told me, that's in your heart. So it's something to tell somebody, watch what you say when it's coming from within. Put yourself in a position where you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I have lied to myself many of times. I have lied to others many of times. I've said things that I didn't want to say, but yet you said it. That's in your heart. See, and if we don't get to the root of the situation, you'll be still saying things that you should not need to say. And the reason why I'm starting this off tonight is because when we line up our words with the Word of God, and which is difficult to do because we have flesh. See, we got a lot of work to do. We have to crucify our flesh. And our flesh will definitely get in the way and disrupt any kind of harmony that the Holy Spirit is even trying to present to your body, your mind, and your soul. But when we do the Word of God and do it by the Word, we never fail. So when we are saying negative things and we are shooting out negative stuff and it's hurting against us, it's not helping us. In 1 Kings 2:4, it says, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all thy heart and with all thy soul, there shall not fail thee. Said he, a man of the throne of Israel, you won't fail. Now, in the book of Peter, it's similar to the same thing as what it says in 1 Kings 2:4. 2 Peter 1:10 says, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. So if we be diligent, in the definition of the word diligence is the attention and care legally expected or required of a person. And we can be legally expected, required of ourselves to watch what we say will be a better person or people or society. In James 3:2, the Bible says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bribe the whole body. So this thing will get us in trouble. I'm tired. I can't make it. And if you're confessing these things, you are not going to make it. When I got hit with this sickness, them demons was really coming at me. Where is he at now? You casting out demons, where he at? I just pray in tongues. I just kept praying in tongues. I kept praying in tongues. And I wasn't going to confess nothing negative. Oh, Lord, I heard the person next door. Help me. But Lord already gave us his word to help us. I used the word in there. I spoke in the Holy Spirit. I wasn't going to put a curse on myself. I said, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I'm rapidly healing. And still by faith have a 1 1/4 inch cut on my stomach, but still open. But by the power of God, I speak the word over that. I come up against those spirits, and I'm not going to say nothing negative against my body. And when we speak things, and if it's something positive, it can't hurt. But when you shoot negative stuff out your mouth, you hurt yourself. In James 3:6, it says, and the tongue is a fire, a whirl of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body. See, this thing defiles the whole body because you're speaking out your spirit. Now, you can have a filthiness of flesh and spirit. You can cleanse your flesh and your spirit, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Let's look at that, Brother Mike. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 7:1. Mm-hmm. This is Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We want to thank you for listening to us. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock. If you want to become a member here, email me at overtonavy1@gmail.com and get with me. My telephone number is 404-461-9522. If you'd like for me to teach deliverance in your area, if your house is haunted, you need a, your home to become blessed. If you're in the local area, anywhere which you would like for me to come, you can contact me at 444-619-522 or email me at overtonavy1@gmail.com. Okay, Brother Mike, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 7:1.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
See, when we speak negative stuff, it affects our spirit. The Holy Spirit is faith. It's a teacher. It's a comforter. It's not a tear-downer. So when you will use in words that tears us down, I'm tired, I can't make it, I want to give up, these words are not suitable for the kingdom of God, brother. And then we get on the cussing tangent. Well, I'm guilty. Everybody's guilty in the Pope. All have sinned with this mouth. And you know, tell me, I don't care who he is, prosperity preacher, whatever, he can sin too. Anybody's capable of sinning. You need to stop looking up to pastors and people as if that they are so anointed that they're inhuman. They are human just like you. Please don't get caught up in idolatry with the anointings of a person. So the Bible says, in the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members that defileth the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire, hell. In Proverbs 16:27, it says, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. Oh, boy. Evil, evil things you're saying. You don't want that as a Christian. That can't help you cross the line of victory. That can't bring prosperity to you. Prosperity comes in many ways in monetary value. Prosperity comes through healing, through being healed by Christ, to have the 9 gifts of the Spirit, to be in good health, and to have financial wealth also as prosperity. These things can come to us if we line up ourselves with the Word of God and not speak anything negative over ourselves. In 2 Samuel 23:2, it says, let the word of God be in your tongue. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. That requires studying and confessing the word and believing that it comes in your tongue. What if we would all apply that today? We'll be a better people. We say things that hurt because you're hurt. You see, Satan gets you at your lowest point and attack you. And when he gets you at that lowest point, that's where you have to plead the blood. And don't say nothing negative, but plead the blood. You see, if you even think that you're going to say something negative, just go in tongues. And those who don't speak in tongues, ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues. Don't say nothing negative. It does not help your situation. Even Job asked himself, is there iniquity in my tongue? Job 6:24. I ask you to ask the Lord, Lord, do I have iniquity in my tongue? Oh, he will show you. You see, that's what we need to be asking the Lord for, things like that, instead of, Lord, I need my light bill paid. He's going to meet your needs. Seek his kingdom first. Watch what you have to say. Don't allow the enemy to make you say things that you're going to regret. And I tell you, I regret a lot of things I said to this day, but I've forgiven myself also. Now, your tongue can utter a lot of deceit, so you have to be careful with that. And Job 27:4 says, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. That's in Job 27:4. Don't let your tongue speak in your mouth without the Holy Spirit, man. Don't do that. Don't be saying, say, Lord, help me control my mouth. Help me not say negative. Ask the Holy Spirit. Call on the Lord. If there's a demonic spirit, man, give us a call. Get the thing out of you so that you can do it right. We should never let our tongue speak without the Holy Spirit telling us what to say. That takes a lifetime of discipline. People don't teach this in the church. This takes a lifetime. You can't do this overnight. This can't be done overnight. In Job 33, verse 2, behold, now I open my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. Are you speaking proud things? God doesn't like that. Flattery lips. God warns us with that in Psalms chapter 12, verse 3. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. You don't want to mess yourself up like that with your mouth. The Bible says there's a lot of things that our mouth do. We're supposed to keep our tongue from guile. Your tongue should praise the Lord, man. It shouldn't say anything negative. In Philippians 4:8, it says, whatever's a good report, think on those things, speak on those things. Say, I speak health to my body. Every night I speak to my body, and I take some anointing oil, and I speak to my body. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. No weapon shall form shall prosper against me. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die but live and declare that I'm speaking the word instead of, oh, Lord, I feel pain. Now, last night I had a shock go through my heart. And it was like pains. And I said, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's all I said. I shall not die but live. And the pain kept getting, I kept saying, and it went away. Try that before you start speaking something negative that's going to lock you up. And then when you get angry, when you say something, you say you really don't want to say what you say because you're really struggling with your flesh. And that we come from a fallen nature. And that's probably why we do it the way we do. Stay away from lying. Lying messes us up. Let's go to Proverbs 12:19, Brother Mike.
All right. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19. Oh, sorry. There it is. 12:19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment.
See, you ain't going nowhere when you're speaking lies. Watch what you say. Now watch this. If you are wise with your tongue, you know you can bring health to your body. If you're wise with your tongue, I say, I speak over my body this pain in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I take authority over this pain. I take authority over this demonic spirit. I bind you. You come out of me. I'm clean by the word of God, John 15:3. I declare I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I am made the righteousness of God. According to 2 Peter 2:24, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I say that every night, and my stomach's getting better and better. Every night I'm trying to speak that. And if I'm not doing that, I'm praying in tongues because I'm in a situation in my family that I've never been in before. When Satan attacks, go in tongues. I'm telling you, you have to communicate with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Communicate with him before you say negative things that's going to come out your mouth and that you're going to regret. Don't allow that to happen to you. Let's look at this beautiful scripture, Brother Mike, and Proverbs 12:18. Now, if this doesn't bless you, I don't know what can, because it's blessing me. Even as I'm teaching, I'm getting blessed. I'm feeling the pain going away. The Lord is healing me, even as I'm sitting here just getting healed by the power of God, man. And I thank the Lord so much. This is my pain just went away. I was teaching in pain, and I kept going. That's what we got to do as disciples of Christ. We're going to suffer. It's not going to be easy. But don't give the devil any more play by speaking negative things. Brother Mike, can you give me Proverbs 12:18, please?
There's that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health.
The tongue of the wise is health. So instead of cussing, like we normally do when we're frustrated, and then when we cuss, man, it sends us into demonic, every negative emotion that's a demon. And we don't want to open them doors. And we speak the wrong thing, you will bring the wrong thing back to you from another kingdom that you're going to wish you wouldn't even have with you. Don't speak that stuff. Send it back because the Lord has given us authority. And God doesn't want us to keep our tongues from speaking death on us. God doesn't want that. Let's go to Proverbs 18:21, Brother Mike.
All right. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And what you say is going to bring either death or going to bring life. That's what the Bible said, death and life. Death, negative speaking. Life, positive speaking. Life, I'm healed. Life, my marriage is blessed. I'm getting closer to my wife. I thank you for the healing of my family. You have to speak these things. And when you speak them, you have to stand on them because the enemy is going to come and try to sow it out your heart. So don't give him any play with your careless speech. Careless speech, and I'm guilty of it. I've been guilty of it for the past week. And I repented. And my wife said something to me that made me understand I was in sin. You see, we need to thank God for mercy and grace. If you're really trying to become a Christian and you're doing everything you can and just through human nature you can fall, not even knowing that you want to because of anger, something that you said, God has given us mercy and grace. It's not over. As long as you can get another breath and wake up the next day, try to get this day better than what you did yesterday. In 2 Corinthians 10:6, it says, have it in a readiness to revenge all your disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, I ask you tonight that you look at yourself in a mirror and say, am I saying words that's going to cause problems in my life? Careless speech and unbridled tongue can undetermine and influence us for righteousness and cause us to sin, according to Ecclesiastes 5:2. In Ecclesiastes 5:6, it says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. And we are all guilty of that. We can't keep doing this because we're going to continue to speak negative things on our life, and it cannot get us in the promised land. It could set us back to Babylon. We're not trying to go there. We're trying to get to the promised land with milk and honey. And when we speak the right words, that milk and honey can flow from Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father interceding for you, activated amongst the brethren, whether Jew or Gentile. That's available for us through the throne of grace. And we need to thank the Messiah, Yeshua, for that. In James 3:10, it says, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursings. My brother, these things ought not so to be. And we're all guilty of that. I myself am guilty. I humble myself to say that being a Christian has not been easy. But the grace of God, even when I was in ignorance saying negative things, protected me from the pit of hell. Tonight, we need to thank the Lord that we're amongst the living and not amongst the dead. And that we have an opportunity to correct our speech through this word and not to fall back with the traps that the enemy is going to set us up to say something that we really don't want to say. We ask God to give us mercy in this area of our lives. In Ecclesiastes 5:2, it says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and therefore upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be true. We have to learn how to control our mouth, put a bridle on it. Psalms 39:1 says you can put a bridle on it. Brother John, give me, Brother Mike, give me Psalms 100. Let's give me Psalms 39:1.
Okay.
Psalms 39:1.
I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my tongue with a bridle while the wicked is before me.
Put a bridle on it. Give me James 1:26. There's equipment that you can use by faith. I'm asking God to help me and ask God to give you mercy and grace, because at your lowest point, that's when the devil attacks. He attacks at your lowest point. James 1:26.
If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain.
See, you deceive your own heart when you don't bridle your tongue, because you're saying things that not really who you are. See, your life is hidden in Christ, Colossians 3:3. And when we give the devil the permission out of our ignorance and saying negative things, it doesn't benefit you for what you're trying to accomplish. It's a setback. because death and life is spoken in the what? Power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. So if you learn something tonight, learn from that and ask God to forgive you. Every one of us have seven openings in our head. The number in scripture often denotes completeness. We have three pair openings. We have two eyes, two ears, two nostrils. But the Creator restricted this seventh opening to one mouth. Imagine we had two of them. Are you speaking unadvisedly lips? I ask you, don't do it no more. Let me show you what this is. Brother Mike, give me Psalms 106, verse 33.
All right.
Psalms 106, verse 33.
Okay. Psalms chapter 106 and verse 33. Because they provoked his spirit so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips.
That gets us in so much trouble. What chapter? What is that again? Psalms what?
106, verse 33.
106, verse 33. Write that down. Unadvisedly things that we say gets us in much trouble. Then God got to come behind us and clean up the mess. Let's don't continue to make a mess. Tonight, let's amend ourselves. And ask the Lord to forgive you for speaking something that's going to go against you and not knowing it out of ignorance. But the Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6 and Isaiah 5:20. And lack of knowledge will prevent you from understanding the mysteries of the kingdom of Yeshua the Messiah. These principles are very easy for even the dumb can understand, which is me. And I count myself least of all apostles to be even called myself an apostle. I'm yet more comfortable with Brother Emmett than Apostle Overton. I've found out that suffering brings the righteousness and humbleness to an individual that you have never been able to accomplish unless you go through it yourself. I even thank the Lord for allowing me to go through this because I've seen so much about myself, my faith, and what I need to do to make myself a better a Christian. I think it's important for me to say a better Christian than an apostle. An apostle is one who's sent. I want to send a signal to pastors and people who are in position of authority. You're human, just like the person that sits at the seat. Stay humble. It's not the position. It's the person who gives out the orders. That's Jesus. Study him. Study his word daily. Don't say anything negative out your mouth. I pray that this has been a blessing to you and to those who have heard this. Keep your mouth from saying negative stuff. Let me close with this. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37, Jesus says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give therefore in that day of judgment an account. Everything we say, we're going to have to give account for. You can also study Matthew, John 12, 46 and 47. We are going to give an account unto the things that we say. We say things negative to our loved ones, and we regret it. We give the devil and legal right within our mouth. Yet the Bible tells us that this thing is hard to tame. I ask that you study tonight James chapter 3. There's a proper teaching on the tongue and how a big old boat is steered by a little rim, it says. And that's our tongue. Well, tonight, I ask that you look yourself in the mirror and let the Bible be a reflection of who you need to be. And ask God, where and what can I do to increase my blessings? Yeah, I guarantee you, he'll tell you, watch what you got to say. Watch your mouth. So repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I ask that you forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown. I believe that you are the Son of God. You died and rose and seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. I now break curses off myself, spoken curses, negative words, negative spoken things out of my mouth. I break the curse according to Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us and the curse of the law, for it is written, cursed is he who hangeth on a tree. I give you these curses, Lord, that you have died at Golgotha for, to relinquish them off me of the things that I said by my mouth. I thank that you have forgiven me. And I thank you that the blood of Jesus says that I can be forgiven based on 1 John 1:9. Therefore, I will now celebrate and forgive myself and operate myself in Romans 8:28. For all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose and will. By Christ Jesus we pray, amen. God bless you. I ask that you continue to support us in your prayers. We also need income. I've been off air for a while. I've never asked, but our broadcast is running low on funds because I wasn't teaching for a while. All cyber members, continue to make your tithes. If you want to become a member here, you're welcome to do so at overtonavy1@gmail.com. Also, you can call us in live at 646-378-1857. We're going to have questions and answers. You can come into the room and participate with us. Please sow a seed with us. We are 501c3. We do need the income. If the Lord lay upon your heart, $5, whatever you give, we will receive it. We don't look at the amount, it's what's in the heart. And we're asking that you keep us on air. And I'm asking that you pray and carry this to the Lord and let the Holy Spirit move upon you. We've been not teaching for a while because I've been under an ailment, and I thank God for my operation. Again, I had diverticulitis and had an operation in my stomach, and still healing from that, and I have a wound that hasn't been totally healed yet. But the power of God and through prayer, the nurse said that you're rapidly coming back, and I got about 60% of my energy right now because I have to teach the word. I have to get this out. This is a ministry, and we don't stay on free, and we don't never hear, y'all never hear me say, give money. So you know if I say it, it's a need that we have. Please allow the Lord to move on your heart to help us this night. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom. Okay, Big Mike, let's open up for 228.
Okay. Here we go, 228.
Hey, Apostle.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yes, ma'am. I had surgery. Lift me up in prayer.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Apostle?
I have surgery. I had surgery on my stomach.
Yeah, I've been praying for you.
Yes, ma'am. I really need it. Did you enjoy the teaching tonight?
I did.
Amen. You got a testimony for us before we close?
Oh, yeah. I was offered a position, so I'll be working again. So I'm happy about that.
Say the Lord bless you.
Yeah.
Word of knowledge. Everything came right out where the Lord told you was going to be.
Yeah. I guess
give him glory, man. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing.
Yeah. So it's like eventually, it's like when you look back at it, like you notice like everything you were worried about, like it was for nothing because it literally, you know, worked out.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what helps build your faith.
Trust in the Lord. Yep, that's right. Stuff like that strengthens your faith and you can learn from it. Then you can teach others.
Yep, because if you don't go through anything, how can you learn anything?
That's right. Believe me, I'm going through it.
Yeah.
God bless you. That's a good praise report. I love you here.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right, Big Mike, let's close it out. I'm getting a little weak here. I got to get back on. Hey, Mike, can I get back with you at 11?
Yeah.
All right, I'll call you back at 11. Let's close out.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, thank you for the teaching tonight, Father. Father, continue to bless Brother Emmett, Father, and heal his body, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. Father, strengthen him, Father, and Father, continue to cover each and every one of us, Father, members and staff, Father, here at Live Deliverance, Father. Father, we seek to serve you. We strive to do our best, Father, to please you, Father. And we ask, Father, that you would please not turn your heart away from us, Father. But Father, turn towards us, Father, so we can meet you, Father, and know you, Father, as a living, true God that you are. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Oh, Brother Mike, I'm still, I forgot to ask you, what was the comment about the sermon? What you thought about it tonight?
Oh, man, I enjoyed it because the tongue, like you said, it will get you in a lot of trouble. And, you know, that's something that I had to learn and I'm still learning, you know, that I have to tame even with myself, you know. I try to stay as quiet and, you know, keep peace. But, you know, sometimes I do let my tongue, you know, do a little bit more than what I should, and it can get you in trouble. I can speak firsthand on that. So, you know, those scriptures you gave, they was on point, you know. And, you know, be careful what you say, man. Even the littlest things now that I'm finding myself, you have to be careful what you say, what you think, because, you know, your thoughts, you know, whatever you're thinking, you know, you'll say it, you know, without thinking about it. And next thing you know, you even spoke a curse over yourself or over someone else and this, that, and the other. And, you know, you're going to be held accountable for that. So, you know, be mindful of, you know, not only what you think, but what you say, you know, because when it comes down to it, you know, you have the scriptures right here. And if you've heard this teaching, you know, you can't say that you don't know, you know, you can't say that you weren't told. So,
yeah,
amen.
True.
All right.
Well, Big Mike, I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I'm Carolina, too.
Hey, man.
I'm Carolina, too. So, for everybody to know, I'm letting the whole world know, I'm a Carolina Panther fan and a Steeler fan. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Brother Mike, I see you at 11 o'clock tonight.
All right.